Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. An old friend of the show is sitting in front of me. Now, long-term listeners will know the name Rod Somerville. He is an astronomer and he's been very involved with astronomy. He's been on the show talking about all things to do with not only our planet but our solar system, indeed the galaxy and the universe. And he's got a new book out, which he's laboured over for a couple of years, and I thought we'd find out more about it. Rod Somerville, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, One Star by Day, 6,000 by Night is the title, Discovering the Universe. What is the book about?
Okay, well, as the title suggests, it's about everything to do with space, whenever you look up. So, I mean, One Star by Day means, obviously, the sun. 6,000 by Night is roughly sort of how many stars are visible with the naked eye.
Right.
Of an evening. So it's the book itself is about how to get involved in astronomy. I mean, one of the things that I've been asked, well, quite a few of the things I've been asked over many, many, many years is how do I get started? What can I see up there? You know, what sort of a telescope should I buy? What can I see when I look through the telescope? All these sorts of beginner questions. And about 2 years ago, sort of, I was asked once again by a friend all these beginner questions. And I remember thinking, gee, you know, I wish I had all these written down, all my answers written down, because then I could just hand over the information rather than having to go through the same spiel again and again and again. And so I thought, well, why not? The time's come. Let's put it all down. And it didn't start out as a book. I didn't plan to write a book, but
right. It
just kind of morphed into a book as I put everything together. And I thought, well, why not? Let's share this sort of wider, I guess, than just simply sort of, you know, when people ask me. Let's put it out there so that sort of anyone who is a complete novice is able to then get started in the fabulous world of astronomy. So it isn't necessarily for those people that are already into the hobby, but it's for somebody who wants to get started. And so it bridges that gap between a complete novice and an amateur astronomer.
Okay, so let's start with point one. Here I am, I'm keen, I love looking up at the stars, the sky, and enjoying what it is with no real knowledge, but my goodness, it's pretty, I wish I knew more. So I get inspired, I get some hard-earned cash out of my pocket, I go and buy a telescope. So there's information in the book that tells me what the right telescope to buy is?
I guess sort of a fundamental answer to that is there is no right beginner's telescope. What the book does do is tell you all about telescopes and sort of, you know, what they're made of, how they work, and gives you some advice on the telescope you perhaps should buy, without actually sort of saying this is what it, you know, you should lay your hard-earned cash out
okay.
for. So really the answer is the best telescope for you to get started is the one that you're going to use the most.
Okay.
And deciding which one that is, you know, the book then sort of explains how to work out the answer to that question.
Okay, so once I've got the telescope, then tell me, where should I start looking? What should I start doing?
So, again, where to actually find things and what it is that you're looking at. Again, the book doesn't mention specifics along those lines, simply because, I mean, there's 1,000 different books out there, already out there, that sort of explain all those things. There's an enormous amount of information on the internet about those sorts of things. But what the book does do is talk about sort of what you can see up there and sort of what are those sparkly little things you see in the night sky and how to go about finding the information you need to actually identify a specific star or a specific constellation.
Okay, because as we've discussed in the past, there's certainly a constant changing skyscape, if you like. It's always moving up there. It's not moving, we're moving.
Ah, correct.
Right, there we go.
It's been a few years, but nice to see something stuck.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, and so that's the other thing that sort of you can't really sort of say, okay, walk outside now and have a look up. However, again, what I do talk about is the fact that everything keeps changing. And, you know, I talk about why things keep changing. You know, yes, it is the Earth spinning underneath the stars, but from our point of view, it looks like the stars are moving. Indeed. But they do so in a very regular fashion. And so I talk about a lot of those movements that you see so that when you do look up information about sort of, okay, I want to have a look at a particular star, you can then work out, well, okay, it's this time of year or this time of night. Therefore, I have to expect that it's not going to be in the same spot every single night, every single day of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a book filled with fascinating facts, statistics, and information about the universe in which we live. It's truly remarkable. And if you'd like to start discovering the universe, I suggest you grab yourself a copy of Rod Somerville's book. It's One Star by Day, 6,000 by Night, Discovering the Universe. Now, Rod, if people want to buy this, how can they get it?
Okay, well, if you happen to live in Orange, you can go down to the Collins Bookstore in Summer Street here in town. They have copies available there. But if you prefer an ebook version or if you're out of town, then it's also available in places like Amazon. So you can just sort of log into there, search for the book, and you're able to buy it that way.
Easy as. Well, mate, good luck with it. Congratulations. How long did it take you to put together?
Well, the whole process, about 2 years.
Wow.
So, you know, when I started writing, things just kind of flowed. So the actual information didn't take that long, maybe only 6 months. But as anyone else who's written a book will know, there's a lot of things that need doing after you've actually written the thing.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It really is. All details about spotting the Southern Cross at different points, different times of the year, and much, much more. It's all contained in this book, One Star by Day, 6,000 by Night, Discovering the Universe by Rod Somerville. Rod, thanks for coming in. Good luck with the book, and nice to see you, mate.
Thanks very much.